Hello, this is a Publish Me Podcast Footnote episode. I'm host Keith F. Shovlin. As part of NaNoWriMo 2018, we present this audio recorded live at the Blue Ridge Writers 2018 Book and Arts Fair in Charlottesville, Virginia. Here is Michelle Damiani speaking about her books Il Bel Castro, Santa Lucia, and Road Taken.
My name is Michelle Damiani, and I have three books. One is called Il Bel Centro, A Year in the Beautiful Center. The second one is Santa Lucia, and the third one is called The Road Taken, How to Dream, Plan, and Live Your Family Adventure Abroad. So Il Bel Centro, A Year in the Beautiful Center is a book about my family's year living in Italy. We took off for a year, put our three children who were 5, 10, and 14 in Italian public school, also brought our two cats. And the book is about, one, about sinking into small town life and the change from our traditional suburban American life. And the other is just finding a different way to live, slower, more intentional. The second book is inspired by my Italian teacher who, after I wrote my first book, told me to inventa qualcosa, which means invent something. So I thought I would invent a town on the border between Umbria, which was the region we lived, and Le Marche, which is the region adjacent to it. And I created a town that was inspired by Spello, where we lived, but was peopled by a cast of characters, and it's written telenovela style, so a lot of drama. Short chapters, they're kind of espresso-fueled, punchy. A lot of drama. It's a first of a four-book arc. And my final book is inspired by a lot of readers who would write me and ask me how we planned our family year in Italy, how could they do the exact same thing? And I thought, well, I don't want people to do what I did. I want people to do what they want to do. So I decided to write a book that would be a map, a sort of guidebook for people discovering their own dream. So I wrote it with the help of over 30 contributors who did all sorts of things. They RV'd through Europe, they sailed across the ocean, they backpacked through Asia with four teenage daughters. And I wanted to write about their experiences so that readers would have a much better sense of what's possible, what they could do instead of being hemmed in and shackled by what society expects families to be and do. Well, the first one was probably my favorite to write because I wrote it while we were living in Italy, and I wrote it in blog form. So I was writing every day. And so our day began with walking our children to school. It was a 45-second walk. And once they were safely lodged, my husband and I would go to the bar. And in Italy, a bar is a different thing than it is in the United States. Not a place with a lot of neon jangly spangly stuff and much more a place of getting a cup of coffee, a glass of wine. And in the morning, it was all coffee. And I'd sit there and I'd watch the locals walk in and we'd make conversation and I'd think, what am I going to write about today? And I'd think about the places where I got stuck trying to get out of my comfort zone. I'm a little bit of an anxious individual. So having to deal with a new language, putting my kids in public school, it created a lot of tension and a lot of constraint that I had to get past and grow. And I'm a clinical psychologist by trade, and having nobody else to focus my psychological lens on, I turned it inward. So after the thinking, I would get an idea, some metaphor, something that spoke to me about what we were doing, and then I'd get home and write. So the process of that one I probably enjoyed more than any of the others. So Santa Lucia is the first of four. So the second one is close to completion, though I spent a lot of time editing. So the writing is almost done, but then I have a lot of editing to do, and then two more after that. For the Santa Lucia, I feel like I've promised readers that one's coming out soon, and I'm getting a lot of emails saying, okay, you said soon, where is it? So I'm hoping that writing will be done, gosh, maybe within the next month, and then the editing, hopefully maybe 6 months, so maybe my next summer, but I haven't thought about it and hemmed myself in too much. I think that the best advice I can give is get out of your own way and just write. That's how I began, and I think that the accountability that I had by writing in blog form, knowing that people were checking in, I had to write it. And so, in fact, when I wrote Santa Lucia, I did it the same way. I figured I couldn't write it without some amount of accountability that National Write a Novel in a Month does also. So for Santa Lucia, I wrote it in serial form. I wrote a chapter and posted it on my website 3 chapters a week. So I knew I had to get it out there. Just had to write it and not overthink it.
Thank you for listening to this footnote episode of the Publish Me podcast. Find us on Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Spotify, and our home on the web, audio.asfluent.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/publishpodcast. Follow us on Twitter at publishpodcast, or email us at publishpodcast@as21.com with any questions. Thanks again for listening, and remember, where there are thoughts and ideas, there are stories.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved.
AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?